All right. So here's the headline is this. Demand for gasoline is increasing. Oil prices rose in October. Into October is OPEC Plus plans a production cut 1 million barrels a day or more. That OPEC Plus Russia is going to lower the price. So here's where you are. West Texas Intermediate, which is the American standard, it's up 4.4% today. It's at $83 a barrel. Brent crude, the world standard, basically, is at just shy of $89 a barrel. And so we're back to where we were. We're not at $100 a barrel yet, but, you know, if things continue this way, there's no reason to believe that things aren't going to continue to get tight, right? And things are tight. All right. Hurricane Ian wreaking havoc on Florida. Fort Myers, Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, all those places hammered by the hurricane. And then it made its way through a lot of damage. Not the storm of the century, sorry to say, as some headlines were proclaiming as it approached. But because you have so many people living in Florida now, yes, it creates a huge problem. Over the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said they're working with partners to get cell and internet service back up as soon as possible. I'm going to go to Byte 17 because one of those partners is kind of interesting. Byte 17 with Governor Ron DeSantis. Here it is. Go.
We are working with the telecom companies. You know, they have surge resources in here, these portable towers, some of the other things to be able to help with the connectivity and get everybody up online. And we hope that that'll work very quickly, and I think there probably will be progress. We're working with Elon Musk and Starlink satellite. So they're positioning those Starlights, the Starlink satellites to provide good coverage in Southwest Florida and other affected areas. We have with me, do I have it? So here are the Starlinks that we're going to provide for Lee County. And so what this will do, so they have satellites that beam down, but you can't just get it on your device without having things like that beaming it to the public or beaming it to whatever. So those are going to be really for their use at the places that are offering the emergency response.
And speaking of emergency response, Joe Biden thanked a Coast Guard rescuer for the hurricane heroics. He's a rescue swimmer for the Coast Guard. You know, the guy that comes down the rope from the helicopter and gets into whatever's going on down there. Coast Guard, U.S. Coast Guard technician, second class Zach Loesch. He was praised for heroic rescues during Hurricane Ian. He comes from Emmett County, Michigan, I'm told. I'm told that young Zach is from Emmett County, Michigan, making us proud here. But Biden called several members of the Coast Guard over the phone, including Loesch, and thanked them for rescuing people on the Southwest Coast and Fort Myers and Naples and that stretch. I told him how proud of him I was and thanked him for all the work he and his Coasties are doing to save lives. The problem is, Loesch is about to get fired. Because despite the heroics during the storm and the phone call from the president, Loesch told Breitbart he's among the service members due to be discharged in the next 30 to 60 days because he refuses to get the COVID vaccine. Won't do it. Loesch said he had submitted a request for religious accommodation, was denied, and an appeal, which was also denied. If I had asked any of the people I saved yesterday if they wanted to come with me, even though I was unvaccinated, every single one of them would have said yes. Do they care that he's unvaccinated? No. A lawsuit filed against the Coast Guard in September and other government agencies on behalf of a class of over 1,200 service members seeking exemptions from the Pentagon. It alleges the Coast Guard is categorically denying virtually all religious accommodation requests. A Coast Guard spokesperson previously denied that any members have been penalized for seeking religious accommodations. But I'm just trying to smile and be happy and show up to them as a light at the end of their dark day, said Loesch. A lot of them are desperate and need help and despair. Everything they know is gone. And when they're leaving with us, it may be the last time they see their house. Yeah. From Emmett County, Michigan, I tip my hat to Zach Loesch, Coast Guard technician, second class. rescue swimmer, a guy with real guts, to put it on the line for strangers. And we're going to fire this guy because he didn't take the experimental vaccine that's caused so much damage to so many young people, especially men and their hearts. Come on. We're better than that, aren't we? Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris, she says Hurricane Ian aid will be based on equity. We have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity. Understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, she said, saying some nonsense. Basically, she said that aid from Hurricane Ian will be going to people of color first and not white people. Anyhow, she thinks that relief should be race-based. Of course she did. By the way, it's harvest time at Patriot Foods. Fresh blueberries, freshly picked daily. You can taste the best of the best in Michigan blueberries from Patriot Foods. Look for the Patriot Foods label in your local grocery store. Pick up Michigan Farm Fresh Blueberries today. Patriot Foods blueberries, the best blueberries you can see. And if you don't see them on the shelf in your local Meijer and Kroger store, make sure they reorder. Tell them they need to reorder Patriot Foods blueberries, Michigan blueberries. Still to come today, Benjamin Baird will be here. Ron McDaniel will join me. Liz Peek, Jay Young. So much more still to come here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. And don't forget to read Liberty Page every day to grow up big and strong. Liberty Page on SteveGruber.com. I'll be right back.